Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a new recent, like, listener. I think you are fucking amazing. Like, I wish there were more people like you. I just think, I try and catch listening to your station, like, whenever I get a chance. I just think you're, like, straight up. Like, I love the way you just say it like it is. Like, it's fucking amazing. Too bad there are not more guys like you.
I like what you do because not only are you helping these gentlemen, you're also helping us. Because as a woman, I don't want a wimpy guy that I can walk all over. And believe me, I have a million of those guys chasing after me and they completely turn me off. Women like a strong man. Women like a confident man. They like men that have a life. And they like men that don't drop everything, you know, just because she snaps her fingers.
Have more respect for men that are like you three that keep the shit 1,000 than these motherfuckers that are thirsty and come at life. But it's more of the game, the storyline, the lies. If I had a man that kept shit 1,000 with me and I know he's 100% real, yeah, we're fucking every day if it's by my choice. But motherfuckers out there don't know how to keep shit real, and they think they about real, and they not. They think they know how to fuck, and they don't.
The Man Mindset Show celebrates the strength, wisdom, insight, and purpose men carry throughout their life and throughout this world. Our purpose is to develop strong character, communication skills, and teach a secret system of power, hidden knowledge that will lead you through your own personal development and growth. You will learn new information to help you develop a proactive direction and goals, and also how to control sexual thoughts and outcomes. Most importantly, you will gain the ability to produce desired results in any endeavor undertaken, ultimately leading to a realization of your own purpose and mission in life. Learn how to reinvent yourself and to see the world with a new set of eyes without any self-sabotage or excuses. It's game time.
All right, what's going on, guys? www.themanmindset.com. I am your host, the motherfucking Dean. Class is in session. If y'all guys want to call in, the number to call in is 515-605-9373. That is 515-605-9373. If you have a question, we also want to put some in the chat room. You can. We want to talk to you. If you want to have something to say in the chat room, go ahead and put that in the chat room. Don't know how long this is going to be today, but we're going to just do a quick show, chop it up with you guys. Talking about relationships and really getting your shit together as a man. If y'all want to, y'all can go to The Man Mindset. Every month, our membership resets over, but you get 4 hours of unrecorded information. Also, guys, you get discounts on all the products that we have. So if that's something that interests you, please go over there and check that out. That's what we want to do, and that's what we're about here on The Man Mindset. For all those out there that just want to sit back and relax, you can just sit back, chill, and just chop it up with you. So it's kind of a laid back show today. I'm going to read some emails or whatever, kind of go off of that. And then from that point, if you want to chime in or you want to call in, feel free. If you're having problems with women, problems with girlfriends, relationship problems, we'll be happy to talk to you. But outside of that, ain't nothing really happening. So, you know, it's just what we're going to do. We're just going to sit, chill, and do the thing that we always do, and that is help you guys become better men in every way possible. Where you don't make the mistakes that a lot of you guys seem to be making as far as these women go. Y'all seem like y'all are Y'all just are not preparing yourselves for these kind of relationships, and y'all not preparing yourselves for women. And this is why a lot of you guys are having the issues you're having, because you're not preparing yourself when it comes to women. So, you know, that's just what it is. You know, we got emails to read and a lot of the shit, man. No specific topic today, but again, you guys make the topic, you call in, or you ask the question, and we'll be happy to answer any questions that you have as far as relationships go, as far as being that man. But also, guys, if you have messages, not just, you know, text messages, if you have some problems with women and text messages, let me know. And I am also here to help you out. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read one text message I got from a guy right now. Start to show off, and he wants to know, is he doing everything right when it comes to women? Guys, again, if y'all want to call in, y'all know the number, 515-605-9373. 515-605-9373. Also, if you got questions, I'll make sure I have the email. Not the email, but I'll make sure I have the chat room open for you guys. So let's go ahead and read the very first one that we have right here. Now, this guy's asking a question. He wants to know, is he doing everything right? And let me see the fucking thing. So I'm going to go ahead and read this. Now, some of these are kind of long, so I'm trying to find one that's not as long. God damn, but these things, man, that motherfuckers, no. Y'all texting me, God damn, y'all just not getting up the point. So, here's one of the questions the guy has asked me. After meeting a woman and texting her, my question to you is it better to call them before setting up a date? Is it better to call them at all? Jeez. You know, the weird thing, it's not even weird. The funny thing about a lot of you guys when it comes to all this stuff, and I guess this is why I'm busting my ass to get Ground Zero together. Because y'all guys don't really know the foundation of how to do things correctly to win. You guys are built to either play it safe or you're built to lose. You never build yourself to win. My thing is, and I guess what I don't understand and I got to ask is that how is it that you can talk to a woman and you approach her and all this stuff, but yet you can't carry on a conversation over the phone? One of the easiest things to do in this whole game, one of the easiest things to do is being able to talk to women. Being able to show a woman why you're different than everybody else is one of the easiest things you can do when you know exactly what you're doing. A lot of you guys, you will meet a woman, or excuse me, not women, you will meet a woman on Saturday or Sunday, whatever. You'll set the date for Friday or Saturday, following day, and you don't even talk to her. You don't say anything to her, and then you beat yourself up and you wonder why I can't win with women. Why it's not working out for me like it is everybody else. And some of the problems that you're having are you. You are your biggest problem in all of this. It's like you are scared to talk. But you can't really talk to a woman when you don't even know what you are talking about. And you have really nothing special to say. So a lot of you guys, what you do is you try to play safe. You're like, okay, well, I'll just say hi to her and I'll do this. But what you have to understand, when an opportunity comes up with a woman and she can take it, she will. That's how these women are, and that's how these women work. They will take opportunities when they come up. And if you don't handle your shit right like a man, she ain't going to fuck with you. And that's the truth. I know a lot of you guys want to win, but a lot of you guys just don't know how to win. Y'all don't have that in you to want to be better. And this is some of the issues that y'all having when it comes to women. Lots of issues. But a lot of you guys will never get to that point or to that place to win when you don't believe in yourself and believe in what you're doing. And that's the truth, guys. That's the honest truth. Flash, what's going on with you, brother?
Hey, what's up? What's happening to everybody?
Yeah, I'm just chopping it up. A guy asked a question. He wanted to know, is it better to call them before setting up a date? Like, he met a chick, and he wants to know, is it better to call before you set up a date?
Well, when you set a stage of dominance, in my opinion, when you meet her, you introduce yourself, get her name,
right?
Pull out your business card, and you make small conversation, and you pull out your business card, and you instruct her when to call you, a time that you're free.
Yeah, but I think, Flash, I mean, you're right in what you're saying, but I think a lot of these guys just don't believe in themselves enough to even want to I'm not telling guys to have, I don't think most guys should have relationships, Flash.
If
you want to get married, if that's something that you want to do, that you choose to do, like, if you're like, you know what, I've been in the game this long, or you know what, I just want to settle down with one woman. Because you know the guys out there, Flash, there are guys out there who are just one women guys. And, you know, there's some guys out there who want to smash all the women like us, but
some guys
are women. So if you are a one woman guy, yeah, then all by means, you should have a relationship. But I don't want these guys to think that they have to really go out on dates with these women or have relationships to fuck these women, because you don't have to do that, man. What you got on that, Flash?
You're right. Right. You're exactly right. Now, getting back to what I was saying, you state your dominance and tell when the instructor when to call you. But like you are saying, yes, don't ever let a woman pressure you into something that you don't want. If you just want to have sex with her, by all means, that's what you go for. You don't let her put you in a box or make it about this, that, and third. There's been plenty of times that a woman has asked me, aren't you going to take me? I'm like, no. Well, what do you want to do? Come over here and let's just enjoy each other's company. And if she takes it anywhere else, I just
abort
mission.
Yeah, and Flash, even with that being said, I can't tell you how many times that, you know, you're with a woman in the bed. Now, maybe she's married. Maybe she's got a man. You don't know the situation. But,
right. Every situation varies, I understand.
But the answer that I'm about to say is pretty much the same, because sometimes these women are going to ask the question, well, where are we at right now? Where is this going?
National question of where is what are we?
Right. Yeah, where are we? And I always say to guys out there that I'll tell you where it's going. Where it's going is, I don't know where it's going. The truth of the matter is, I don't either know you well enough to tell you where it's going, or I don't even know where it's going right now. But if you feel that you need to be with somebody else, if you feel that you don't like how things are going, or if you feel things are not moving as fast as you want them to, then by all means, you are allowed, go do whatever you want to do. I'm good. But one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to be forced into a relationship or forced to make a choice, a decision right on the bed, right next to you, if I don't want to. You know what I mean, Flash?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You never get pressed. Do you remember the old deodorant commercial that said, never let them see you sweat?
Yes,
you
absolutely.
You got to be like that deodorant commercial. You can't let her just put pressure into you. What are we? I'll never forget when I was younger, before I had gay, I actually let a chick pressure me into going with her just so I could have sex with her. And I felt like a fool afterwards. I said never again after that relationship was over. And I never did do that. I've never been that desperate again. You know, you just, where is this going? Hey, let's enjoy the moment. Let's not rush things. You know, I'm getting to know you. You're getting to know me. Let's just take it from there. Or if you really aren't feeling her, like, I couldn't date you. It's just something about you that I can't date you, you know.
Right.
But
you're allowed to say that, though, right? That's the thing. You're allowed to say what you feel.
I'm not entitled to blow smoke up your ass and sell you some dreams, sweetheart, you know.
Yeah, I'm not making you anything that you think we aren't on that level, and this is not what it's about. Absolutely, I think when you get in those situations, you just cut that shit off, man. You don't waste your time. You just let it go, man. But I think a lot of guys really, you know, they can't do that, Flash. A lot of guys don't have that in them to be honest with these motherfucking women and tell them what's up, you know, and not worry. Really about the end result. Who cares? I'm not here to please you. And I think what a lot of guys are always trying to do is just that, trying to please women, you know, and all this other stuff. So, all right, but like I got this email here. I'll read this one to you. It says, I met a girl. I asked her out Friday. See, he don't even know. Listen to this. I met this girl and asked her out for Friday or Saturday over text. Her reply was, I'm not sure if I can see you this Friday or Saturday. I'll tell you later. And he's like, what should my response be for that, Steve? I mean, Flash, see, this is what I'm talking about.
Right.
See, this sounds like a guy that's running behind a woman. This sounds like a guy that asked a woman for her number and is running behind her. Because this shouldn't even be a question, Flash, because if you're doing it right, you lay everything out when you first meet the motherfucker. You know what I mean? You let her know what's going on. When you first meet her, you let her know what's going on.
Right.
You stay in the present. See, but a lot of guys aren't doing it. They're not staying in the present. No, you go in the door. A lot of guys are not doing that. What a lot of these guys are doing, again, this is why I tell you, walk up to the woman, you let her know what the deal is. You let her know this is what I want to do. So if you have to get to a point where you got to ask her over text messages Friday or Saturday and you didn't bring that shit up in the beginning, then you have already lost, Flash. What's your take on that, man?
I agree. You know, like you said, it's like you're chasing them and you're running behind them and you're waiting for the after effect. Once you wait for the after effect, you already lost. You're sitting with nose in the air waiting for an answer. Anytime you're like that, you're taking the L.
All right, we got a call. Let's bring him in. Guys, I want to call in 515-605-9373. Is the number 202. What's your question, man? What you got? What's up?
Yo, what's the word?
Sure, you got it. What's your question?
Hey, did y'all see YBN Almighty Day turn himself in?
Did we see what?
YBN Almighty Day turn himself in for the skinny from the Nine robber.
Oh, what the fuck is that to do with bitch? What's it do with anything?
Oh, we talking about bitches?
The fuck you think, man? Get your bitch ass off my fucking line with that silly ass shit. Shit.
What is he talking about?
Hey, I don't know. What the fuck that bitch talking about, man? All that fuckboy shit. Anyway, but the thing is that, motherfuckers like that, just worry about motherfucker can't get no kind of pussy. He worried about a motherfucker getting out, man. I tell you, boy. But anyway, when you do these things, you don't win. That's the whole thing about it. You don't win when you do these things, man. When you sit around and you sit around trying to beg her Friday, Saturday, as soon as she answered home, I'm not sure if I can see Friday, Saturday. You know what that's for? Because when you started talking to her, there wasn't anything special about you, Flash, that made her, God, my nose is itching. There wasn't anything special about you that made her want to move forward, big dog. What you got on that, man?
Yeah, she got turned off. I mean, you know, and then the fact that stand out and she's got other options, you know, she's got Fred and Terrence over here, and you're just sitting here as vanilla as ice cream with no sugar in it, sugar-free ice cream.
Just wishing. And it's
you gotta stand up.
Yeah, it's like, and the reason I'm grabbing all these ones, it's just crazy how these guys think. I don't understand why you can't put your bid in when you first meet the woman. When you first meet her, why? I mean, my whole thing is this, Flash. Why would I waste my fucking time with a woman that's not interested in me? Why do it? Why do it, Flash?
Right. Well, see, I'm gonna tell you why some of these dudes do this. It's because, and you know pretty much what I'm going to say, it's because some woman has taught them to do this. That some woman has taught them to go back and try again and please her with flowers and, you know, serenade her. You got to make her all that kind of shit when life is too short. There's too many women out here and you can go on.
Way too many motherfucking women out there for y'all to be sitting around cupcaking over these goddamn women. Way too many. But they're desperate. A lot of these, see, Flash, the thing is, a lot of these guys, y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. A lot of these guys are desperate, man. A lot of these guys don't even know about women, how to pull women, how to talk to women. So they're going to stick with what is quote-unquote safe. Some of these guys, that's why they fuck with them big, fat, ugly bitches and shit. You know what? Fat women, precious-type women should never be in a relationship or have any kids. But that's all you see. Because these guys are so weak, they always picking the low fruit from the tree, man.
But do you remember back in, like, the 80s, early 90s, if you were obese, if you had a whole bunch of kids, if you missing hair or whatever the case may be, guys wouldn't date you. You were like, ugh, stay away from her. Now it's the girls that will stay away from, and she think, well, I can be a daddy. You know, all that kind of stupid stuff. They like make excuses for it, whatever our shortcomings are.
Well, yeah, but that's just a lot of motherfuckers out there, dog, man. It's just crazy to me how desperate and needy these motherfuckers. I mean, Lash, you know, I was talking about earlier today, man. And I'm like, you know what, dog? One thing, if you go to my, look at my Facebook, because Roosevelt even said that shit right. You look at my Facebook, man, I really don't have no bitches on my Facebook. I don't want to have no women on my shit. But I can't tell you how many women any friend requests, how many women try to talk to me on the back end and shit like that, because they find some of the stuff that I talk about, like, intriguing and shit, you know what I mean? But a lot of these guys, if you look at their Facebook, it's nothing but fucking politics, fucking and a bunch of silly shit that doesn't show anything about your personality. Nothing about their personality. But these guys want these women. They expect these women to just bend over backwards and be with these motherfuckers, man.
Right. Well, a lot of chicks talk to me because I'm totally the opposite of, like, we're getting some kind of debate or conversation about something, and I'm totally, you know, whatever the conversation is, and then I'll get a DM or an instant message. You really feel that way? You really think like that? You know, all that kind of stupid stuff.
No, that's real though, man. That's 100. But that's kind of stuff you get nowadays from people. But, again, I'm just going to keep reading emails. Y'all got any questions in the chat room, ask the question, or you can go ahead and call in at 515-605-9373. Ain't nothing biting. We're going to wrap this shit up in another 35 minutes, Flash, so I ain't going to waste my time. But let's see here. Let me find another one. Oh, my God, man. Let me see this motherfucker. All right, so, Steve, I've been gone on a bunch of dates recently, okay? They went well on every aspect, okay? Lots of good conversation, a lot of good laughter, except lacking in any kind of sexual tension. I've tried using some light touching, but that by itself has not really worked for me, and it feels like it's forced. Is getting more sexual tension really simple as injecting more sexual humor and teasing in the conversation? Or is it more a matter of simply being able to recognize when you have the energy with someone to start? I guess if y'all are connected. Now, in his word, he says the latter, because I haven't really felt I haven't felt very sexual with some of these dates from the beginning. Man, Flash, can I start, sir?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me start this one, let me say this to y'all guys out there. Y'all funny as fuck when it comes to this shit. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all don't understand. Everything that you say, everything that you do, everything that you talk or text, everything is either going to go into two pots. It's going to go into the creepy, you're my gay best friend zone, you're the guy that I will hang out with, drive me around town, put up my Christmas lights kind of guy, or you're the guy that I'm thinking about fucking. There ain't no middle ground here, and I will say it again. Everything that you do from the moment you talk, text, talk on the phone, see her face-to-face, are putting chips in two pots. Either on one pot is, again, the creepy gay best friend who all she wants to do is hang out, take bubble baths with your clothes on, be a shoulder to cry on, just go out to eat, hanging out. I mean, that's just that one pot. The other pot is her wanting to fuck you. A lot of you guys are under this impression that these women don't like sex. And that's the issue. These women
are more sexual than us guys.
They're more sexual than us. But for a lot of these guys, they don't understand that. A lot of these guys want to sit around here and think that, wow, what can I do to be that guy? What can I do to get...
Because part of that's because of the era that we live in. They try to demonize men for having sexual desires and make our sexual desires such a taboo and make women's sexual desires such a faux pas or a good thing. But
right.
You got to play past all that. You got to be a man, stand up for what go for what you believe in and what you want.
No, I believe that's true. They need to go for what they want, but the last thing that they're doing that is hurting themselves is that everything they're doing is falling that creepy bowl. I know y'all,
right.
You like saying, look, in that bowl, you got the losers, the pedophiles, the creeps, the weirdo guys, the turnoff guy. It's just one pot. There's no separation in that pot. The thing that y'all have in common is she doesn't want to sleep with you. There's no or anything that will make her want to. Now this is going to be kind of weird. Now let's look at the fuck you pot. Now there's a fuck you pot. She wants to fuck you. Now, what I would say, Flash, around the rim, not in the pot, but around the rim, is what I call the 49% has a chance, 51% doesn't have a chance. I don't want to give them the 50.
Right.
There are some women that will try to do everything they can to give you every signal that she is interested in you sexually. What are you going to do about it? And the problem with this guy, and it goes back to this email here, Flash. This guy here where he messed up and screwed everything up was he tried to do the one thing that a lot of you guys do, a lot of you guys fuck up and mess up. He tried to play footsies with her. He tried to be nice with her. He tried to, walk on eggshells with her. And when he was doing those things, he didn't get the chick. And the reason he didn't get the chick was because women don't like motherfuckers that don't know what they're doing. If you don't know what you're doing outside the bedroom, then by all means, you don't know what you're doing in the bedroom. And I think that's a problem with a lot of guys. They have no idea what they're doing. So what they'll do is they'll throw a lot of shit up on the wall, hopefully something sticks. 9 times out of 10,
right,
it does.
Right. They try anything. And like you said, it's from a desperate try anything and do everything, you know, hoping to get some kind of gratification.
Yeah, that's crazy to me how they would do that. But, I mean, it's like they just don't want to win, man. It's like they just don't want to win. Not at all, man. And that's the crazy thing about it. But you can always tell in their behaviors if they're raised by mommy or they don't know women one-on-one. It's always been
right,
like that, man. It's always been like that. So it is what it is. But he's asking about sexual attention. You're not going to get sexual attention. If you're on the date and there is no sexual attention by the time you have a date with a motherfucking woman, you better not have that goddamn date. If there is no sexual attention, by the time you see her again, what I'm saying is, guys, there is a moment where you meet her, and trust me, it shouldn't be really much sexual. It may be a little bit of sparring, but not much. But if the second time you see her, that is on a date, the second time, and there is no sexual tension that has been built up between the time that you met her and the time you're on a date with her, Flash, man, you might as well fucking charge that shit to the game, Flash. What you got on that, bro?
You might as well go on and mend your losses, man. You know?
Yeah, mend your losses and run the fuck off, man. God damn. That's
the
crazy.
Life is too short. Too many women out here to be around here miserable or in here second guessing if somebody likes you or is feeling you.
Right. No, that's real talk. Hold on. Erico 202, what's your question, man? What's up?
Yeah, my fault. I really don't know nothing about women. I really don't know how they work.
What's your question?
I don't know as far as the question, but I just wanted to chime in on what y'all talking about. Like,
no, you can't. Okay, let me explain something. Let me explain something to you. Where you're getting everything wrong. If you don't know about bitches, you can't chime in to shit. Now, if you got a question, you can get it answered. But if you ain't know nothing about no goddamn women, you can't chime in on shit. Because everything you say is going to come off as weak and bitchy, dog. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I was actually raised by a woman. Caller,
would you go to a person that says, let's say you have some kind of ailment with your body. Would you go to a person that says, well, I'm not a doctor, but I think you should put ice on it? Would you listen to somebody's advice like that?
No.
If you have some kind of serious medical condition.
You won't. Tell us why. Tell us why you wouldn't listen to that advice.
Well, I only said that because it sounds like the right thing to say, but in reality, it depends how well they – if they can sell it to me, I'll listen. If they sound like they know what they're talking about, I'll listen.
How old are you, man?
I'm 27.
And you live with your mother, don't you?
I don't, but I was raised by my mom.
Yeah, okay. And you see why you're 27 years old and you ain't got no pussy?
I mean, I have sex, but, you know, I don't know women.
No, whoa, I don't have
game.
That wasn't the question. I'm asking you, do you see why you a 27-year-old man and you ain't getting no pussy? And pussy is the easiest thing to get nowadays.
Right. Well, when you say not getting no pussy, what do you mean by that?
When's the last time you had a piece of pussy? When's the last time you had a woman in your house?
Hey, let's clarify.
About two weeks ago.
We're not talking about old precious looking broad type broad.
Hey, we ain't talking about no fat fuck chick, dog. We ain't talking about them below five.
That if you bought her to a place, heads would turn, knives would roll.
Nah, she's not fat, man. She's not. Huh?
Really?
Huh?
Oh, so
she's
you
not fat.
Anyway, you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, that's kind of like
Man,
but
I don't understand. Why are you lying? Why are you lying? Because if you had a girlfriend, why the fuck are you even calling the show talking about pussy and you supposed to have a rat? Oh, wait, wait. Oh, you got a girl that's a friend. That's what you got, right?
Or even if he does, Steve, have a girlfriend, why are you in a relationship, a serious relationship, and you're still living with your mom and you haven't accomplished anything for yourself?
Well, I just told you I don't live with my mom. Said that about two times already.
So wait, you live by yourself?
So you do live by yourself. I'm under the impression that you live with your mom.
Well, I sound like you live with your mom. Wait, you live by yourself?
Technically, I'm homeless.
Technically, you're what?
Homeless.
Hang up on him, man.
I'm about to hang up on you.
I'm serious.
No,
hang up on this clown.
No, let me
ask
you a
question. I'm not even fucking around.
Why the fuck are you 27 years old without a job, dog?
Right.
I do have a job. All right, let me. I drive a truck, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm on the road. All right,
man. You see why you. Hey, look, you are the reason why the majority. It's funny, Flash. A lot of guys are probably laughing at this guy right now, but they don't realize
right.
This is how women see them. A lot of guys understand this is how women see the most of y'all motherfuckers. Because the majority
right.
of y'all motherfuckers are scary, man. The majority of y'all motherfuckers are scared of pussy, man. Y'all scared of these motherfucking women. Why are you so scared of women? Why are you so scared of women, man? Caller?
I've had some bad experiences.
No, okay. Tell me a bad experience you had with a woman. Tell me about your bad experience.
Shit, I done had bitches try to fake pregnancies, all types of shit. You know, bitches sending niggas at me, all types.
Like what?
I just told you I had more than one fake a pregnancy. I done had them try to extort me for abortion money. I done had bitches, send niggas at me.
Hold on, wait. No, I need you to say those statements right, because you ain't taking any type of, you sound like a woman. Look, only a woman is going to blame shit and not take accountability for their actions, right? Are you going to like a woman and not take accountability for the shit you allow these bitches to do? Or are you going to keep blaming the woman?
That's why I told you. I really don't know about women. I don't understand them. I'm not going to sit here and fake like I do.
But that's your problem. Is this called the woman mindset show or the man mindset show? What you think it's called?
The man mindset. Man.
So why are you making all this shit about women?
I'm lost. I told you I was raised by a woman.
Of course you are. You stay right there, 202. You stay in the queue. Hold on. Let me bring this other call in. Air code 251.
Hello?
What's your question, man? What's up?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Last question. What's up?
Oh, okay. Okay. Check this out. I'm a married man. And so my wife has left me and moved down to Alabama. And so I got a couple of bitches that I'm fucking. In Atlanta, right? And so, man, I listen to your show. I listen how y'all be running that fucking game. I love that shit. And now, I got this bitch, man. She's a fucking nympho. But player, man, I have this bitch picking me up breaking bread with me and the bitch getting mad. She told me last week that I got to come out my fucking pocket because she tired of it. She's everywhere we fucking go. It's always on her. She's always spending. She's always driving and all that kind of shit. But peep game, this motherfucker is such a nympho to where every time we go out on dates, other motherfuckers be calling her, you know. And the motherfucker be sending me, so I want to see. I want to see how freaky the motherfucker was. So I'm a truck driver myself. So I start, and so when I be fucking her, she like nasty shit. So I told the motherfucker send me some pictures.
What's the question?
Here's the question, man. I want to keep this bitch there. Why? Because this motherfucker be breaking bread with me, cuz. But she's upset to the fact that she want a nigga to commit, and I told her I can't get down like that. I'm a single man. I'm in my house by myself.
Why don't you man the fuck up and cancel her then? She ain't gonna listen. Right. Get rid of her ass.
That's what I'm gonna do, player.
Is money worth the mouth?
Fuck no.
There you go. All right.
I appreciate the game, man.
I love to you, man. But that's what I'm saying. Sometimes the answer's in the motherfucking question. Sometimes the answer's in the question. We go back to this guy, 202. This 27-year-old guy, can't even live with it. How long you been living with your mother for? Well, when did you move out of your mommy's house? How old were you when you moved out?
Last time I was at my mom's house was about 2 years ago.
So you were 25 years old living with your mother, right?
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Because I was homeless.
Let me ask you a question. Did you do good in school to go to college?
I started to go to college, but I dropped out.
So you chose to drop out. Why'd you drop out?
I dropped out because I had a lot of other stuff going on around me that.
Prevented you to drop out of college. What's the excuse? Who was it that prevented you to go to college, dog? Tell us. What's up?
Nobody prevented me. It's just my environment. It wasn't college friendly. Yeah, so.
Then it's your fault then. So let me ask you, why didn't you join the military?
I wasn't really cut out for that. I was fucking with drugs, that type of shit.
So wait a second. You was fucking with drugs. And again, I'm not here to judge anybody that's doing drugs, but. Why were you fucking with drugs instead of getting your shit together? Who are you trying to impress?
I wasn't trying to impress nobody. I actually was in a deep depression, and I had a lot of stuff going on around me.
What was your deep depression about? I'm asking, what was your deep depression about?
Shit, it's just I was just fucked up out here, you know. Like I said, I was raised by my mother. And she really wasn't stable. And I've been passed around a lot, you know, growing up.
Where's your dad at?
My dad, he around now, but coming up, he was in the feds.
Your dad's in the feds? He's a federal agent?
No, he was in the feds coming up.
Fed camp.
Wait, what's
that
place?
You said he was a federal agent? You're saying he's a federal agent, or you saying he was a federal prisoner?
He was a prisoner. He was in federal penitentiary.
Right, that's what I thought.
Okay, so.
So he was locked up, basically.
You failed the opportunities that you were granted to go to school and get a free education, then go to college, and you don't have to go to college to make something of yourself, but. You understand you're 27 years old right now, right?
I do.
And you understand that you are a decade away from not being even worth to someone to hire you for a job because you're too old.
I mean, well, I drive a truck now looking at, you know, going into, I'm a company driver looking at going into business for myself. within the next few years.
How you
going to treasure
with yourself when you ain't got no home?
I mean, with this type of profession, you don't really, it's not required, you know. Work ain't at home, it's on the road.
But
yeah,
I'm just saying.
You just need to get yourself in together first. Before you seek any kind of woman, any kind of sexual relationship, you need to work on yourself, dog. You need to go ahead and establish your place. You need to establish some kind of credit. You need to go ahead and do whatever you're doing truck driving. If you're going to start a business, you need to save up your money and buy you your own truck. And then after you buy your own truck, you know, take some loads and save some money up and buy another truck and hire you somebody. I understand how all that works, but you need to work on that and work on yourself first before you seek any kind of bitch, any kind of sexual relationship. If you do get with somebody, it's a fucking thing, and then you go back to working on yourself.
Yep.
That's what it sounds like you need to, period, point blank.
Yep.
I appreciate the insight.
Yeah, but, okay. All right, we'll throw you in. Or we just stay there and you listen, because you ain't going anywhere anyway, so shit. But, Flash, this is the thing that is amazing. And what a lot of guys don't understand is that this is how women perceive you. I don't want no one looking at this guy as a loser and everything like that. And women going to perceive them the same way they 202, you're not alone, okay? 98% of the guys are no different than you. Now, they might have a job, but your job doesn't make you a fucking man. And I'm not talking about your job. I'm talking about your character and who you are as a person. These are things women don't find attractive. Now, guys, we only got 13 minutes left in the show. If y'all want to call in, call in. Other than that, we'll be wrapping the show up early. So, but this is just how it is, man. This is how it is for you, big dog. So, what you got to do, man? You got to get. Is your mom still calling you and telling you what you should and shouldn't do?
Nah, not really. I never really listened to my mother that much.
Yeah, you're not listening to your mother, but you're 27 years old, and you have no place. No place to yourself.
Nah, no place.
How the hell do you have a phone?
Well, I mean, I make money. You know, I can afford when I do need to chill out. I get a little hotel room.
Now, here's the question. Here's the question, caller. Here's the question that I'm most concerned with. Okay, you're a truck driver. Truck driver is a pretty good, a pretty decent profession.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a pretty decent trade by profession. What are you doing with your money? Are you saving anything? What are you doing? Are you spending it on hoes? Are you? Because there's a lot of prostitutes up and down the road.
Nah, I pretty much hold my shit. Like I said, I'm trying to go into business for myself. I know I don't got that much support.
So you have an IRA, you have a share account, you have a money market account, so forth and et cetera.
No,
you
don't.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah, I got IRA, a couple bank accounts, shit like that.
Motherfucker, you ain't gay. Stop. Why are you lying? How the fuck? Okay, if you got all this shit.
I don't know why it's so hard to believe.
Well, dude, you got all this shit. Why the fuck did you say you homeless?
Right. Why?
I
why
mean,
don't you
if
have
I really wanted to, if I really wanted to go get an apartment, I could. But I'm trying to get a business. You know what I'm saying, I don't got no kids. I don't got no bitch that, you know that.
No, so
but she
so
got
you,
her own. And
keep it that way. Don't have any kids until you achieve your business goal.
Yeah, but you sleep in your car?
Nah,
yeah,
I sleep in a truck. And when I'm not working, I get a hotel.
Hell, I guess if you say so, I'm not trying to knock your hustle. No one said you had to get a house and all that other stuff. It just seems weird that you ain't got no place to call, lay your head to get you called home, man. Even a little small ass apartment, you know what I mean?
Seems like you would save money, at least in renting a property, having a rental property instead of purchasing. Right. Well, let's just roughly say $80 to $100 hotels every time you want to lay down and you're off.
Yep.
Doesn't that make more sense? Just pay a fee every month adverse to just paying $100 every time you want to lay down?
Well, I looked at that, and I kind of make out a little cheaper with the hotel.
Okay. I mean, if that's what works for you.
If that's what works for you. All right. We'll throw you back in the future.
I'll just say this. Just keep saving your money and focus on your goal.
Yeah, just
and
keep
I'll
doing
leave it
that.
At that.
Leave the women alone because the women find all you got. All right, guys, we got about 10 minutes left in the show. Guys, y'all want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number. That's 515-605-9373 is the number. Fuck with your boy. If not, we're going to keep going. I guess I got one more time for one more email. So, Flash, let's see what we got here. Let me get one that's a good juicy one and shit before we roll off this motherfucker. Let's see here. Huh. Yeah. Oh man. I don't know. No. I'm just looking at the headers for some of these guys that ask them these questions and shit. It's just God damn it, man. These motherfuckers are really just struggling with this shit. This shit is real,
Where is Kyle?
I got going. Kind of looking at his text message. What do you say now?
Where are these calls coming from?
I don't know where the calls coming from. That one it was shocking. He's from my hometown, dog. I ain't want to claim that shit. That motherfucker from D.C. Man, I can't claim that shit.
So he's from the Maryland area.
Yeah, I ain't claiming that shit. Fuck that. I can't claim him as D.C. That shit.
But
made,
you know, the DMV is made up of a whole bunch of people.
Makes the DMV look bad. Like that shit. Nah, man.
I used to party and go to swing clubs in the DMV, so I met a lot of people from the DMV.
Yeah, I remember you used to do the swinger clubs, Flash. I remember that shit, man.
DMV is very, 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 what's the word I want to use? It's a very, very wide variety of backgrounds in DMV.
I remember you was in the swinging thing. Yeah, we used to talk about you smash. You remember that one that you were, I think it was that white chick you were smashing, and she looked at you, started tearing up. Is that I forgot which one? Smashing the chick, and he was in a swinger club, and I think she was either riding you or you had her like Adam and Eve style or whatever. I think you looked at her, and her eyes, she started crying, and she started tearing up. I remember all that crazy shit, man. I remember that shit, man. We need to reminisce about that shit, mate, next week. All right, let me read this last email before we wrap this show up. So I started talking to this girl at work, and see, I don't even know what. This is already going downhill, but let me finish. We met up for some drinks. Everything went great. Kissed. We agreed to meet up one more time, okay? However, there seems to be a bump in the world. We were texting a lot at first, but texting has really died down, and I don't get much of a response out of her, almost like it's a one-word response. And when you start getting one-word responses, you might as well cancel that shit. I'm not sure if her interest is fading or is it dead. She works days. I work evenings. She's also taking trips out of town to visit her family, that other dick. So I had planned to meet up with her again this weekend. It seems like conflicting schedules, etc. But I definitely don't want to just come out and say that are we still into this. So what should be my next move, Flash? I figured that I would call her just to see if she made it back home safe tomorrow evening. But I'm afraid I'm getting a low commitment text. Yeah, I don't understand that shit. So that's the question.
I'm lost.
Man, the bottom line is he met some bitch that's not interested in him. That's all. She ain't interested in him. That's the whole thing, man. That's what I keep telling these guys, man. There's nothing that is really exciting about them to make these women really want to sit around and say, okay, yeah, I want the relationship with you. It just doesn't work that way. And I don't know what to say, man. I really don't know what to say. I just think that a lot of these guys need to start working more on themselves and doing what they need to do to get this shit right. So, but I don't think they're ready for that shit, Flash. I don't think we got it. In.
A lot of this stuff has to start with it. Like I was telling the caller, they need to work on themselves and find themselves as a man first, because it's sort of a lost cause, man. A woman's going to be able to railroad them and manipulate them and puppeteer them into anything with them not knowing themselves and not having achievements for themselves, you know.
No, that's right. I think that's some of the I don't know. I think a lot of these guys just, you know, a lot of these guys don't want the commitment, man, and that's the whole thing, man. That's just the whole thing about it. They don't want
the commitment. And that's fine. You don't have to commit to any woman if you don't want to. This is a new day. You know, women don't have to commit to men if they don't want to, and men don't have to commit to women if they don't want to. There's nothing saying that you have to commit.
Right. No, that's the whole thing, and that's I think a lot of people don't understand that, and I think that's why people are just not really good, man. So if I don't know, man. It just amazes me how that shit goes down. Let me see here, man. Wait, the fuck is this saying? Hold on a second. Theodore, you need to call in real quick. We got 4 minutes to go. Theodore, call into the show. We're gonna be wrapping this shit up. And I'm more likely going to be stopping these late Tuesday shows, man. Probably just do the evening shows. I'm still going to ponder that this week, but I don't like wasting my time and shit. So all right, so 3 minutes to go. Theater, call in real quick so we can answer your question. If not, we'll be wrapping this motherfucker up. So, Theater, if you don't call in, we're wrapping it up. But anyway, guys, more than likely, we'll probably just do the morning show like we always do. I got to figure somehow you and I could do something other than this Tuesday, because I think I'm going to shut down the 7 o'clock hour show, man. Because I'm damn sure I ain't going to waste my time sitting around. These motherfuckers ain't trying to improve themselves. So, you know how I feel about wasting my time and shit. So anyway, last go around, Theater, you got 10 seconds to call in. If you ain't going to call in, we're going to just shut this shit down. Anyway, guys, don't forget to check out. I think I should be doing something. I think I'm doing something with Donovan, maybe on Thursday. So yeah, I'll probably post that on Facebook. Also, guys, don't forget, we will do keep doing the Lucario show in the morning, Tuesday morning, and we'll do some with Rosebud in the afternoons. And then after that, that's it for Tuesday shows. We'll probably be canceling this one right here, this hour right here. But anyway, so let me see. I guess Theodore going to call in because he nutted up. Theodore, is this you? What's good with you? Is that the email? You just sent me an email?
Yes, sir.
So what is this that I was looking at?
So like I was saying in the email, man, I met this chick on Saturday. I was supposed to meet up with her today, and 202 kind of bummed the show out, man, so I just wanted to hear what Steve would do in this kind of flaking scenario.
What happened?
So, like I said, I met this girl on Saturday. She hit me up within, like, the hour or whatever. We're supposed to meet up tonight, but her schedule changed, and just kind of curious as to what Steve would do about it.
Wait, what did you say when she told you her schedule changed?
No worries, basically.
Wait, what do you mean no worries, babe? Talk to me. What do you mean? Why would you say that?
And that's literally why I'm calling you, Steve, because I'm sitting there thinking, like, why did I come up with that cupcake-ass response? Hold on 1 second. So I was like, you know, I was thinking about it. I'm like, I should probably do something else. Hold on, some dogs and shit barking in the background. So,
I'm just saying, what do you think I would have done in that situation?
So what I think Steve would have done, man, probably talk to her about
cancel. So use that. Cancel. How am I going to use her canceling to benefit me?
I don't know, Steve. To be honest with you, I don't know.
Come on, man. I just think okay. She canceled. Okay.
Uh-huh.
What opportunity is it that you can use right now, based off of her canceling the date with you? She wants to see you again, but how do you use that cancellation to help you? And 630, we bring you in 1 second. How do you do that?
So I was thinking about, you know, just telling her I'd still look forward to, you know, knowing more about her and the endless smile, the pretty face, all that shit, dog. No?
No.
Okay.
No, ain't all that shit.
Break it down.
Oh, no. Fuck no, dude.
Break it down.
How long have you been listening to me for, man?
Oh, it's been a minute, Steve. Probably past a couple months.
So then how is it that y'all guys don't? Come on, man. Why can't you just tell the fucking bitch to make it up to your fucking ass for canceling on you? How hard is it?
And it's not.
So, how is it that you can't see that, though? I just gave you an alley-oop. She canceled on you, right? But she still wants to see you, right? So then why don't you tell her fucking ass to make it up to you, man?
Right. Well, I still can, Steve, so that's...
I know you
do.
Still don't, but what did you say when she canceled? What did you say to her when she canceled?
No worries. Still look forward to seeing you or whatever.
Not right there. That's what y'all... That's weak-ass thinking when you say no worries. You already... You can, listen, if you give her a beta reply, you can't come off alpha off the bat, then she's going to wonder, wait, which is the real you? Because when you sit around and say no worries, there's worries. Because I don't like wasting my motherfucking time. So where do you get this? Where do you get? I know, but where do you get this no worries shit from?
It's just not gonna worry about it. That's how I thought about it in the moment. It was just like, why am I gonna sweat this? Just gonna.
Okay, but think about how can her canceling benefit me? How if she cancels, I'll let you make it up. You got to take me out. You got to cook a dinner for me at your place. You got to take, but again, I know you don't have it.
And last but not least, you tell her this should never happen again. If it does, we'll never see each other.
Exactly. That's when you kick her in her ass afterwards. But when you guys all say right, there's no shit, you have just lost some points on this shit. Please understand this, man. These women are going to test to see if you a fucking man. Think about this for a second, okay? Let's look what you said, because you look like you tried to say some shit I would say, right? What did you say? Let me go back to what you said. Okay. Okay, she said, hey, it's her, right? Her name, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And then you said, hey, alluring, classy, sexy, blah, how are you? It was absolutely a pleasure meeting you last night. Like I said before, you're very attractive, and I'm intrigued to find out how much more. Okay, you said everything right? Then she hits you back. Sorry, I was working all day. Can we get together for coffee Tuesday evening if you like? Wait. Where's her? Wait a second. I thought you said she didn't want to go out with you.
Yeah, it's in the second one, man. No. It's not that she didn't. Just like I said, to cancel. It said some schedule changed or some shit. But no, I sent that to you.
Schedule change. She said, I'm sorry, I was working all day. And
no,
can we
so
get-
there's a second. There's a second part to her where she says, you know, her schedule changed today because I hit her up this morning, right? To confirm for tonight.
Okay.
And
right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So, I hit her up this morning to confirm at which point she said what she said.
Wait. Where's your assertiveness at? You said, I'm looking forward to seeing you this evening. I'll be free around 8, or should you have said, meet me at 8?
Okay. Obviously, the answer right now is meet me.
Right, of course. Because you being around at 8, that gives her a window to say this. I'm sorry, but I'm totally spaced. That I had to go to Santa Fe tonight. Let's shoot for Thursday. Sorry, my schedule's always changing. Hold on. Now, where's your... Oh, okay. And what'd you say after
you
said that?
Then no worries. And that was it. That's where I left it.
No, well, you said no worries on... So let me get this straight. When she said, hey, sorry, I had to work all day... Can we get coffee Tuesday evening if you like? You said, hey, no worries on Sunday.
Yeah,
did you
because
say no
Yeah, because she didn't get back to me. Like, that was whatever. I didn't care. On Sunday.
Wait. You said that Sunday and Tuesday, no worries, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm not on my shit, man.
Okay, I'm not going to let you skate that fast. I'm asking you why you said no. What was the reason to say that? I know you ain't on your shit, but I'm saying what was the reason that you're going to say no? Why say no worries? Why not?
First,
their fucking ass over this silly shit. Why no worries?
For Sunday, it wasn't. There wasn't anything going to pop off, man. I was setting up everything for. Well, the way things are moving, that it was going to set up for tonight, you know, or at least some other night, but it wasn't Sunday. So Sunday, I really couldn't care less if she, but the time frame she got back to me, that didn't matter to me. So that's why I told her, that's no worries. I don't care if you're at work, whatever.
But what, okay, listen. I need y'all to start caring about your motherfucking time in a different way. Look, I'm fine with the no worries, not giving a fuck. But what I'm not fine with is that you didn't come back with anything that was substantial, that was impactful enough to let her know that you're not the kind of guy that you keep flaking on. When you did the no worries shit, she flaked on your ass again, and then you hit her with a no worries again for the second time.
Got it.
No, not got it. I'm asking you. What was the reason the second time, T-Dog? Why the second time?
The second time, man, I mean, that's why I fucked up on that one, man. I'm not going to fucking lie.
Anyway, but how long you been listening to us for, dog?
Long enough to know better, Steve.
Long enough to know better, so what? This is what I'm talking about, man. You don't really want to learn, do you? You seem like you're an intelligent young man, but you don't want to know. You don't want to learn.
I want to learn.
Well, but wait a second. Okay, now, you want to learn is equivalent to me telling you I'm Clark Kent, right? Because
right.
if you were truly soaking all this information in, then why would you send her a no word twice? If you know that I or Flash, Rosebud, or any of the motherfuckers that you hear on Tuesday would never do no silly shit like that. Why? And look, were you just scared? Were you nervous? Walking on eggshells? Was that the reason?
Nah. No eggshells.
Dude.
None of that. Oh.
All right, dog. It has to be something because you said it twice, man. You said it twice. Why didn't you stand up for yourself? That's all I'm asking you before I wrap this up. Why didn't you stand up for yourself?
I have no good answer for you, Steve.
But how do you expect to win in this thing if you can't stand up for yourself, man?
I wish I had a better answer than silence, man.
Young man, what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying to you is this. Is that, do you understand why you lose, man? Why do you think you... Why? No, you tell me. Why do you lose?
I used to lose back in the day because I wasn't confident in myself. I wasn't sure of myself, and... Those things have changed, but those things bleed through every now and then.
Those things don't change. No, and I'm not going to use that because let's. All right, you know what? I'm going to take what you just said. I'm throwing that in the trash. Now, let's get rid of that one. So tell me why you lose. There's another reason why you lose. Tell me why you lose.
I'm afraid to win.
Now, see, I can accept that. I can finally, you fucking... And wow, I can accept that. But let me add on to that truthful statement you just added. Can you tell me how is it that you've been listening to me for that long and you cannot check these fucking women at the door?
The mentality has changed from one of scarcity to abundance with this shit because I realize it's about myself, but it's still these situations of wanting it. You know, they talk about, like, the wanting it tax and shit like that. Like,
if you knew it was about yourself, but if you knew it was about yourself, why would you, why, if you knew it is about yourself, why the fuck would you send a no worries then? You, okay. I know you.
If
don't
it's
pay
about
attention.
Myself, then there's no way in hell I'd send that shit to her, man. I mean, if it was about myself, I would be more assertive within myself.
Young man, you said if it was about yourself, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, this is about yourself. What I keep trying to tell not just you, but the 98% of you fucking guys is going to lose the same fucking shit over and over again.
Right.
If you're going to say something, you got to stand by it. If you say something, you got to back it up and be able to defend your position on whatever the fuck that you say or text. And the third thing I keep telling you motherfuckers is that you got to know why you say the fucking shit that you say. There's got to be a reason behind the shit. Don't just say it to be saying it. What? How is it that you cannot connect that when I say that shit damn near every fucking week, man?
I guess I was just trying to, like, I don't know, maybe not think about it too much, not overthink of it.
Hey, who? Okay, answer
no,
question.
No, not a damn person.
Answer the question. If a beta is asked an alpha question, what kind of answer is that beta going to get? How can you give something that you're not?
Thought you said it the other way. No, if the beta is going to ask a beta question, it's going to get a beta answer.
Oh, well, there you go. You even corrected my ass. Thank you for the correction. You fucking right. Right. If you ask yourself a question, do you really think you're going to come up with an alpha answer?
Oh, I absolutely know I won't. Not right now.
You just did this shit.
I got it. I understand, students.
Who told you to think in this shit?
My cupcake ass.
Milk and butter, right? Eggs, milk, butter. Don't I always say that? Don't I simplify the ingredients? You want me to take an ingredient out? Do you just want me to go with eggs and milk? You want me to take the butter out? I mean, is it too complicated?
No. I just need to fucking follow instructions, man.
But look, I'm going to give you a little bit of credit, and it's not much, but this is what you did was fucked up, I give you a little credit because unlike the other motherfuckers out there, you ain't calling in and trying to fix your situation. I'm going to give you credit on that. I will give you all the credit. Matter of fact, I'll give you an A for that. Now, you know I'm getting in your ass, of course. But this is kind of why you are a little bit ahead of the curve, but not too much ahead. But the rest of these, look, if you look behind you, what do? They scared as fuck. They can't speak up. They know they have problems and issues, but they too pussified to say anything, right? So that's why they lose.
Right.
That's why they lose. That's the truth. That's why they lose. But you're losing is not fucking paying attention like you should. That's what I'm saying. Okay?
All right.
So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this show up. Thank you for calling. What products do you have real quick before I end this?
Conversation Class 101, and I need to get the others.
Right, but if you have the product, why don't you tell her that she gets them? Please just send her a text message and tell her what I told you. Can you send that text message, please? Okay?
All right.
You want me to get you out of this? Do you want to date with her?
I do. Let me ask you, Steve, what I was thinking about texting her, but then, like, after sending her that no worries bullshit was exactly what Steve the fucking Dean would have told me to do, would have done in his situation. But you're making it up to me kind of scenario, man. So what else would Steve do? Would Steve do something different?
No, what Steve would do is set everything up like I told you. She flaked on you twice. But you can't just sit there and tell a woman it's okay twice. You can't do that shit.
So you would bring out the flake and then tell her to make it up to you.
Don't bring up the flake and do what you just said right there, okay? You do that and you're good to go, okay?
Done.
All right, man. I'm going to go ahead and let you go, man. I'm going to holler at you later. Just send me a message if you want some coaching on this shit, okay, fam?
All right. Thanks, Steve.
All right, good job, man. All right, guys. I'm the motherfucking Dean, man. It's the Man Mindset. Y'all want to fuck with me, holler at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. Other than that, man, we'll see you next week. And like I said, we're going to go probably cancel the evening shows, and we'll just do the morning shows until y'all start stepping the fuck up and getting some help. I ain't going to waste my motherfucking time on this shit. So we'll just see y'all Tuesday morning and Tuesday at 1 with Rosebud. See y'all later, man. Peace. I can do whatever I want to do.